弟兄姐妹们平安。Peace to you, brothers and sisters. 在几天前，李牧师已经警告过我。
A few days ago, Pastor Lee warned me.
今天的崇拜有很多的节目。
There are many programs today.
所以讲道的时间会很短。
So the sermon better be short.
我就在祷告中自我安慰。
And I pray to the Lord, please help me.
一直想林肯总统讲过的话。
And I remember what President Lincoln once said.
人的生命不在于它的长度，而在于它的内容。
The perfect. A person's life consists not of his longevity, but in the content.
今天我们在庆祝父亲节。
Today we celebrate Father's Day.
我想以马拉基书的信息跟大家一起来勉励。
And I'd like to share with you from the book of Malachi.
特别是作为一个儿子的，要跟其他做儿子的勉励。
And especially those of us who are sons to the other ones who will
be a son.
Being a son to you, the sons.
我作为一个父亲，要跟其他的父亲勉励。
As a father, I'd like to share also with you, fathers.
那是不是说姐妹就可以开始离场
？So does that mean your sisters can leave right now?
如果我估计不错的话
If I'm not incorrect,
我想这个时候姐妹会比弟兄更想听我要跟弟兄讲什么。
I guess the sisters want to know more about what I want to share with the brothers.
我们一起来看马拉基书。
Let's please turn to the book of Malachi.
在马拉基书的时代是一个很难做父亲的时代。
The times of Malachi was very difficult to be a father.
跟我们的时代也一样。
And it's very similar to our contemporary world.
那个时候，犹太人已经没有了自己的国家。
At that time, the Israelites did not have their own country.
他们被掳到巴比伦，然后过了70年，归回到自己的地方。
They were exiled to Babylon and then returned 70 years later.
这段时间的历史背景，我们可以从以斯拉记、尼希米记那里看到。
And from the background of this time period, we can see from the book of Ezra and Nehemiah.
在那个时候，以色列人失去了自己的国家。
At that time, the Israelites lost their own country.
在整个被掳的经验里面，他们的圣殿被毁了。
And during the period of exile, their temple was destroyed.
他们以为圣殿是神同在的一个记号。
They know that the temple is where God's presence is.
圣殿的存在是他们之所以为神的子民的一个记号。
And the presence of the temple was a sign that they were God's people.
他们不只失去国家，失去圣殿。
They not only lost their country, they lost also their temple.
他们在面对着一种的认同的危机。
And they had to face on.This type of crisis.
这种的一个我是谁，我们是什么样的一个民族
？A identity crisis. Who are we? What kind of nation are we?
周围的民族，周围的国家问你们所拜的神在哪里
？And the people, the nations around them ask, "Where is your God that you worship?"
我们如果看同时期的另外一个先知哈该书
，If we look at another contemporary.Prophet Haggai.
我们就知道那个时代，他们不只是有这认同的危机，他们有建殿的压力。
Not only did they have this identity crisis, but they also had pressure in terms of building their temple.
他们要有敬拜的地方。
They need a place of worship.
他们需要圣殿。
They need the temple.
哈该书在第一章二节到六节那里，他说哈该说：“这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗
？”And Haggai in the first chapter of Haggai, it says, "It is time for you yourselves to be living in your panel houses, while this house remains a ruin."
在第二章里面，我们知道他们在建殿的时候，有很多人说这个还没有到建圣殿的时候。
And during their building, many people were saying, "This is not the time to build."
为什么呢
？Why？
因为他们面对着经济的压力。
Because they also face financial problems.
在那个时候，通货膨胀。
At that time, there was great inflation.
有很多人非常努力的在工作。
A lot of people working hard.
在第六节他说：“你们撒的种多，收的却少；你们吃却不得饱，喝却不得足。”穿衣服却不得暖，得工钱将工钱装在破肉的囊中。
And the Almighty says, You have planted much, but you harvest little. You eat, but never have enough. You drink, but never have your fill. You put on clothes, but are not warm. You earn wages only to put them in a purse with holes in it. They worked very hard.
为做养生, 为做家庭, 他们非常努力在工作。
For their own survival, for their own family, they worked hard.
可是收入好像永远不够用。
But what they take in always seems not enough.
在这样的时候你还要建圣殿吗?
And during this time, you still want to build the temple?
他们面对着经济的压力, 他们也面对着文化不同文化冲击。
Not only did they face financial pressures, but they also faced a cultural crisis.
因为在被掳之后回来,
because after the exile,
回到自己地方的时候,
when they came back to their own land,
他们发现有其他的民族也住在那个地方。
They noticed that there were other cultures, other peoples who were living in their land.
他们住的那个可以说是生活的环境，那个社会是多种族的一个环境。
It was a pluralistic, multicultural place.
以斯拉尼西米面对着这种的问题。
And Ezra and Nehemiah came back to face these type of problems.
如果你翻到以斯拉尼西米记十三章，
If you turn to Nehemiah chapter 13,
尼西米十三章在23节，
And then 13 verse 23,
他说那些日子我也见犹大人娶了雅斯图亚门摩亚的女子为妻。
And in those days I saw men of Judah who had married women from Ashdod, Ammon, and Moab.
他们的儿女说话一半是雅士兔的话，不会说犹太话，所说的乃是照各族的方言。Half
of their children spoke the language of Ashdod and the language of the other peoples, and did not know how to speak the language of Judah.
尼西米做什么？
What did Nehemiah do?
他说我就斥责他们，咒诅他们，打了他们几个人，拔下他们的头发。
I rebuked the men and pulled out their hair, cursed on them.
不会说犹大话。
They could not speak Hebrew.
他们看到异族通婚的情况。
They also saw mixed marriage situations.
第二代的人不会讲母语。
And the second generation could not speak the mother tongue.
Aren't you glad you don't have Nehemiah as pastor?
你很高兴Nehemiah不是你们牧师吧？
我们去进一步了解这段经文的时候，
But when we approach to understand this passage,
并不是当时的信仰是那么的狭窄，禁止异族通婚。
It's not that the faith in those days was so narrow that they excluded all intermarriages.
因为当时的那种的婚姻在那种的情况之下，
because those marriages in those situations
是跟他们对神的敬拜有直接的关系，
had a direct effect towards their worship of God.
如果我们回来看马拉基书的时候，
turning back to look at the book of Malachi,
在第二章那里，
in chapter 2 it says,
马拉基书2章10到16节告诉我们，
Malachi chapter 2 verse 10 to 16 tells us,
表面上不是单纯的异族通婚的问题，
it's not just the superficial intermarriage problem.
在那种异族的婚姻里面， 他们离弃了他们与神的约。
In those mixed marriage arrangements, they left the covenant of the Lord.
他们所面对的危机是这种异族通婚带进离开耶和华的信仰。
The crisis that they faced was not just intermarriage, but it was the leaving of the faith of Yahweh.
而不只是这些人与异族通婚，也因为娶了外邦的女子，就休了自己原本有的犹太的妻子。
And this family crisis, not only did they took on foreign wives, but they divorced their own Jewish wives.
所以在那里他讲到，你们为什么死到耶和华的祭坛，充满着眼泪，遮盖了眼泪呢？
Why then do you come to the altar of the Lord crying with weeping and tears?
这里讲到说，那些被离弃的犹太妻子无处可诉，只有来到耶和华的坛前流泪祷告。
And those spouses who were left, they could only come before the altar of the Lord to pray and to weep.
所以先知当时先知的信息是说，表面上好像是经济的问题。
And on the surface, it looked like it's a financial problem.
表面上好像是多种族文化社会的问题。
On the surface, it looked like a cultural societal problem.
而真正的问题的症结在于这些人离弃了神，也离弃了自己的家庭配偶。
But the true roots of the problems were the unfaithfulness to the Lord and unfaithfulness to their own spouses.
我们看马拉基的背景的时候，
when we look at the background of Malachi,
我们会以为马拉基正在描述今天我们所处的这个世界。
We might think that Malachi was describing our world today.
美国这个国家是远远离开了他们立国的基督教精神的一个国家。
America has left its Christian roots that built up its heritage.
表面上在讲民主，在讲言论自由。
On the surface, we talk about freedom and
freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech.
可是，在这种追求言论自由里面，已经否定了基督徒的言论自由。
But in the cry for freedom of speech.They have silenced the Christian community.
在不久以前，哈佛大学的毕业典礼，
at the graduation ceremony of Harvard University,
当这个讲员 General Powell 站起来的时候，
General Powell was the speaker when he got up to speak.
在座有许多同性恋的这个和同性恋支持者站起来，
the homosexuals and those who supported homosexuality stood up.
转过身背向着讲员，
and they turned their backs.
是 对这个讲员个人极大的不尊敬
，and is a tremendous disrespect to the speaker。
而那些站起来的人，包括二十几位，这个大学的教授们
，and the people who stood up, about 20 or so, somewhat of them were faculty members。
这个社会在讲言论自由
，we talk about freedom, we talk about freedom of speech，
在讲容忍的精神
，we talk about tolerance of others。
可是最不可容忍的是一个人能够公开的宣讲自己的信仰。
But the thing that they're intolerant of is the speaking of one's faith.
最不可容忍的乃是一个基督徒公开自己的信念。
And the one that they can absolutely not tolerate is a Christian sharing his faith.
所以那种是一种不容忍的容忍精神。
So that is an intolerant cloaked over a tolerant, cloaked by.Intolerance cloaked over tolerance.
今天的社会不止远离了神，也是整个的家庭制度的破产的一个社会。
Not only our society has left God, but we have also destroyed our family system.
传统的家庭制度，一夫一妻的这样的一个制度，被受到前所未有的攻击。
The traditional family is under attack, tremendous attack.
我们就想去年的总统大选。当时的副总统 Dan Quayle 的一些演讲。
Last year's presidential election, Vice President Quayle said,
在他的演讲讲到传统的这个家庭的价值的时候
，When he was giving a speech talking about the value home the traditional family values,
他的演讲被大众传播的媒介被好莱坞的这些影星歪曲攻击。
He was widely criticized and attacked by the media, by Hollywood.
这个时代，这个社会是价值混乱的一个时代。
Our society is one of mixed values.
我们的学校在教孩子的那个性教育是非常可怕的一种性教育。
The new education system, the way we teach our kids in our public schools is very, very dangerous.
而最近在讨论的学校中的高中的性教育的时候
，And when we're talking about our curriculum for our high schools，
他很多人就讲，你只要给我事实，让我自己做价值的判断。
Just give me the facts and I'll make my moral decisions。
弟兄姐妹，我们不要上当。
Brothers and sisters, let us not fall for this。
从来没有一个 bad fact， 就是没有价值观的 bad fact。
There is no such thing as a valueless fact.
所有的事，所谓的事实，在呈现的时候，已经受到解释，某一种在某一种的价值观、世界观之下加以解释。
All facts have been interpreted through a certain worldview, certain framework.
今天在高中，在美国的学校，在中学，在大学，男女性关系的混乱。
Today there's so much mixed up of gender roles.A promiscuity in our high schools and also in our colleges.
有很多事情很难理解。
And there are many, many things that we can't explain with reason.
这个是一个鼓励堕胎、准许堕胎的社会。
This is a society that encourages us to have abortions.
可是另外一边，有很多人没有孩子的时候要借腹生子。
And many of the couples who can't have
children,
they want to have surrogate motherhood.
然后生下孩子以后, 这个肚子借给别人的人要说我有做母亲的权利。
And after the surrogate mother contract, this surrogate mother would say, I have mother rights to this child.
那种辩论的理由是什么呢?
And what reason do they give for that?
整个的怀孕过程当中,
during the entire pregnancy period,
这个母体跟胎儿产生某一种的联系, 某一种的bonding,
there's a certain type of bonding between the mother and the child.
所以给这个母体有母亲的权利。
So it gives the surrogate mother certain mother rights.
到底这胎儿是生命还是不是生命?
Is this fetus life or not?
如果可以堕胎, 你不把它当作生命的话, 为什么还有一个bonding, 还有一种生命的联系?
If you can abort the fetus and yet you want to give maternal rights, a certain bonding between a mother and a fetus?
这个社会几乎在经济方面几乎破产，因为医药保险的问题。
Today's economic bankruptcy has a lot to do with our healthcare system.
可是同样的，这个社会对一个帮助别人自杀的医生无能为力。
And yet, we can't do anything about a doctor who wants to perform an abortion.
A doctor who help others to commit suicide.
Okay. Others, doctors who help others to commit suicide. Dr. Kevorkian.
在过去的从60年到80年代之间,
from the 60s into the 80s,
美国社会离弃了在60年代之前的那种传统家庭的那种的社会。
Americans have left the traditional family values.
而在这过去30年的时间里面,
and these past 30 years,
我们看到普遍的更多的妇女在家庭之外工作。
And we see more and more mothers working outside of the home.
我故意这样讲, 因为如果你留在家里也一样在工作。
Because I mentioned this specifically because even if you're at home, you're working.
可是在外工作的妇女增加,
but the career mothers outside of the home have increased.
在1991年的统计, 18岁以下孩子的家庭,
in a 1991 survey, of all the mothers who have, of the children who are 18 or under, two-thirds of the mothers are at work.
家里有3岁以下的孩子的家庭,
and the families who have children three years of age or under,
差不多有55%的母亲在外面工作。
There are approximately 55% of the mothers go to work.
这个时代是单亲家庭直线上升的一个时代。
And this is
the single parent.
This is the age of the single parent.
在过去这30年, 离婚率很大的增加。
These 30 years, divorce rates have skyrocketed.
我们的儿女, 我们的下一代, 所需要的教育, 所需要的引导从哪里来?
Where will our kids find their moral guidance?
弟兄姐妹, 如果你不教自己的儿女, 有别人要教。
Brothers and sisters, if you don't want to teach your kids, someone else will.
他们在很多的电视节目上面学到色情, 学到暴力。
In the media, in the TV sitcoms, they will learn a lot of the morals there.
在学校给他们的是无神论的教育, 是人文主义的教育。
The teaching that they get in school is humanistic, is atheistic.
而且同时给他们保险套。
And at the same time, they give them a condom.
他们所得到的这些观念思想, 他们的同学会鼓励他们帮助他们真正做出来。
And all the concepts and the ideas that they get from school, their friends, their classmates at school will help them carry them out.
我们回到马拉基书上的时候, 刚才第4章讲, 耶和华要审判当时的时代, 我们相信耶和华也要审判, 这样的一个社会。
In the book of Malachi, God will judge and has judged the society then, and he will judge our society today.
第4章第1、第3节那里讲到, 有一个耶和华的日子要来到。
That mentions that there will be a day of the Lord coming.
在整个先知书里面的信息, 那个日子是大而可畏的日子。
And that is a fearful and awesome day of the Lord.
神要审判这样的一个世界, 审判这样的一个社会。
The Lord will judge this type of world, this kind of a society.
可是神应许的审判, 也有神应许的恩典。
But not only does God deliver judgment, he also delivers healing.
在第2节那里讲到, 有公义的日头出现。
Verse 2 says,
the Son of Righteousness
will rise.
这公义的日头是在讲到耶稣基督。
The Son of Righteousness refers to Jesus Christ.
约翰福音第一章里面讲到他是人的光。
And John chapter 1 says he is the light of the world.
他是世界的光。
He is the light of the world.
以赛亚书讲到他是大光，要照亮外邦黑暗的人。
And he will shine into the darkness.
他是外邦人的光。
He is the light of the Gentiles.
这个日光来的时候带来温暖，带来新的生命。
When this light comes, it brings warmth and new life.
我们今天回到神面前。
Today we come before the Lord.
享受神所给我们的光照。
We enjoy the sun, the light from the Lord.
我们需要得到医治。
We need to receive healing.
今天有许许多多的人可能不像我一样。
There are many people today who are unlike me.
我很感谢主给我一个很好的父亲。
I thank the Lord for giving me a wonderful father.
可是我知道有许多人想起父亲就是象征着痛苦和黑暗。
And yet I know a lot of people when they think of their fathers brings them pain and agony.
我们需要在神面前
We need to receive healing from the Lord. We need to receive God's forgiveness. We need to be like Christ to forgive others. We need to forgive our Father. Maybe the person who brought you the greatest pain in your life, you must forgive him.
你不能改变已经过去积成的事实。
You can't change history.
可是你可以打破那个恶性循环 vicious cycle.
But you can break through that vicious cycle.
上一代的痛苦不必代代相传。
Last generation's pain need not be put forth into next generation.
我在辅导的侍奉里面看到有许多人承带着上一代的包袱和痛苦。
In my ministry, I see many people who carry the burden of the previous generation.
使到他们的人际关系，他们的感情的进展有很大很大的障碍。
And it affects, almost destroys their personal relationship, their development in the future.
有一些这些人问题没有解决。
And the people whose problems have not been solved,
跳进另外一个婚姻。
They jump into another marriage,
把那个痛苦 重新重复一次。
And bring with them all the pain and all the baggage from the previous.
圣经叫我们说，靠着神的能力，我们能够回转。
The Bible tells us that through the power of the Lord, we can return.
这整个文化有一个非常重要的转机。
There's a very important pivotal point in all this.
马拉基书讲到婚姻有一个很重要的目的和使命。
Malachi tells us that marriage has a very important purpose and goal.
在第二章十五节说， 虽然神的灵有余力能造多人，他不是单造一人吗？ 为何只造一人呢？ 乃是他愿人得千乘的后裔。
Verse 15 says, Has not the Lord made them one? One flesh and spirit, they are his. And why one? Because he was seeking godly offspring.
当我们在神面前信仰对神专一，
When our faith is focused only upon the Lord. When we are faithful unto our spouse, we will give unto the Lord godly offspring. In my ministry, a few brothers have told me,
我结婚了，不要有孩子。
When I get married, I don't want to have kids.
我不要把孩子带进这个痛苦黑暗的世界。
I don't want to bring my kids into this terrible world.
我已经在这里没话讲。
I have nothing to say at this point.
为什么让我的孩子要面对前面的痛苦？
Why should I have my kids face the pains and the sufferings of this world?
我告诉他们，
I told them.
我们有孩子不只是为着自己。
Our kids, we have our kids not just for ourselves.
正因为这个世界黑暗,
it is because this world is full of darkness.
正因为这个社会痛苦,
it's because this world is full of suffering.
这个世界需要一些属神敬畏神的人。
This world needs people, offspring, who are of the Lord and who are faithful and loyal to the Lord.
我们的婚姻有一个使命, 给这个社会培养一批属神敬畏神的人。
Our marriage has a command to it, has a mission to it, that is to bring forth people who will be faithful to the Lord.
让今天父亲回转归向儿女。
Let the parents turn to their children.
我们做儿女的心回转归向父亲。
Let the children turn towards the father.
我们经历饶恕。
We
experience healing.
We experience healing.
我们得到医治之后的喜乐。
When we receive the healing of joys of healing.
时间不允许我再继续讲下去。
Because of time constraints, I won't say much more.
我们应该如何行呢？
How then shall we live?
我们要回转归向神。
We must first turn back to the Lord.
如果你没有神的生命，你没有办法带出敬虔的后裔。
If you do not have a godly life, you are incapable of bringing forth godly offspring.
你如果没有经历神的赦免，你没有办法赦免得罪你的人。
If you have not received the Lord's forgiveness, you cannot forgive those who have trespassed against you.
你如果自己没有得到医治，你没有办法成为别人得医治的一个管道。
If you yourself have not received healing, you cannot be the agent of someone else's healing.
让我们回向神，领受神的饶恕，得到神的医治。
Let us turn back to the Lord, receive the Lord's forgiveness, receive the Lord's healing.
我盼望看到很多弟兄组成弟兄小组。
I hope to see many brothers combine to form brothers fellowships.
小组彼此一起来，彼此帮助，学习怎么样在这样的一个时代做一个男人，做一个丈夫，做一个父亲。
And these men's small groups to help one another to become godly men.To become godly fathers.
我们应该请我们的妻子合作和帮助我们。
We should ask our spouses to help us as partners to help us.
让我们重新整理我们的生活优先次序。
Let us reevaluate our lifestyles, our priorities.
安排时间给我们的儿女。
Let us set time for our children.
跟他们一起读书。
To study with them.
不要跟他一起看电视。
Not watch TV.
跟他谈心。
And to speak heart to heart.
带他去钓鱼。
Take them fishing.
跟他一起用晚餐。
To eat a meal with them.
跟他吃饭的时候，让他看到你的眼睛看着他，不要让他看到你的报纸。
When you're having a meal, let them see you eye to eye, not newspaper.
让你的儿女成为你的帮手。Be a helper.
Let your children be your helper.
刚才我听这首诗歌。
And we just heard a lovely hymn.
我很感动。
I was really touched.
这些小朋友要帮帮父母亲推草地。
These little kids, they want to help their fathers mow the lawn.
我们都有经验，孩子越帮越忙。
And we have a lot of experience that the more they help, the busier it gets.
你如果真的爱他，你让他帮忙。
If you truly love them, let them help you.
有一些事情可能做的乱七八糟。
And a few things they do may be really disastrous rather than helpful.
可是那种的时间给他们生命最大的影响。
But that time that you have together gives them the greatest impact their life
the most. 我盼望这个教会有更多的弟兄去教儿童主日学。
I hope more brothers will go and teach the children's Sunday school.
我们要感谢许多主日学老师的辛劳教导我们的儿女。
We must be thankful for our many Sunday school teachers to help teach our children.
让他们看到哦，教小朋友的不是只有女人的工作。
You know, let them see that teaching little kids is not just reserved for the women to do.
当你的时间跟孩子在一起的时候。
But when you share this time with your child,
才是有那种高品质的时间。
Then you have that quality time.
Quality times occurs in the span of quantity time.
对。
孩子的心是你没有计划、没有预测的，突然间打开的。
And quality time, your child opens his heart to you. It is not set. It's any time during quantity time.
并不是说孩子，你现在坐下来，我跟你 heart to heart talk.
不是说你 I'm sorry. It's not that you can sit your child down and say, let's talk heart to heart.
而是你在一起钓鱼的时候，突然间有一个对话，没有计划当中突然间的产生。
But it's during that time when you're fishing, unplanned, that quality time comes in.
而你在那样的一个一刹那，那一个 moment 讲的一句话，
and the word that you give at that time
使这个孩子终身难忘，
will impact your child immeasurably.
我感谢我的父亲。
I thank my father.
我长大的过程，他讲的话不多。
When I was growing up, he didn't say much.
可是他有两句话我一直记得。
But he has two words that I will always remember.
我在初中的时候，
during my high school years,
我看着他做生意经常出差。
I see him as a business traveler for his company.
我很羡慕那种, 来来去去的生活。
And I envy that traveler outlook.
我求他带我去。
And I asked him to take me with him.
有一天他带我。
And one day he did.
我们在路上,
and on the road,
在开车呢,
we were driving.
他讲一句话,
he said a thing. He said something.
我只是在初中的时候,
this is when this was when I was in junior high school.
他说, 孩子, 你好好念书。
He said, child, study hard.
我不要求你成绩我的事业。
I don't ask you to do what I do.
Oh, take over my
career.
My business.
我希望你 I want you to be a good citizen.
当然十几岁的孩子，我不懂什么叫做有用的人。
As a teenager, I didn't know what was a
做一个有用的人。
I want you to be a good citizen.
当然十几岁的孩子，我不懂什么叫做有用的人。
As a teenager, I didn't know what was a useful person, a good citizen.
可是那一句话，我经常在想，什么叫做有用的人？
But then, because he said that word, I always think, what is a useful person?
一直到高中毕业，
all the way until I graduated from high school,
我读到一本书，
I finally read a book,
神的工人，
The Workmen of God.
我开始祷告，主啊，我希望能够做你的工人。
Then I started praying, Lord, I want to pray and ask to be your workman.
我在神学院的时候出去旅行布道。
During my seminary years, I went out to have a preaching tours.
而在那里我写信回家讲到那个聚会多么的成功，反应多么的好。
And I wrote letters back home saying how successful and how great a response we had in those evangelical meetings.
一个一年级的神学生看到聚会好是多么的兴奋。
A first year seminary students, when they see a big meeting, they're really excited.
有机会讲道给700人听，哦，那我没有想象到。
The opportunity to speak to 700 people, that was unimaginable.
我在旅途当中, 爸爸写信给我。
But during my tour, my father wrote a letter to me.
他引用路加福音第10章20节。
And he used Luke chapter 10, verse 20.
不要因鬼附了你们就欢喜。 Do not rejoice because a demon subject to you.
Okay. Do not rejoice because the demons are subject to you.
要为你们的名记录在天上而欢喜。
But rejoice because your name has been recorded in heaven.
成为我一生侍奉被提醒的一句话。
This is one word that I will remember in my entire ministry.
我想我父亲并不是特别计划要把这样的一些就
I think it's not that my father purposely planned to give me these words.
可是因为他内在的世界观和价值观,
but because of his worldview in his heart,
他给我很深的影响。
He gave me and he impacted my life tremendously.
弟兄姐妹，你要遗留什么给你的孩子？
Brothers and sisters, what are you going to leave behind for your children?
有很多好东西。
There are many good things.
可是有一件不可少,
but one thing you cannot miss,
对神的敬畏,
the respect, honor for the Lord.
我们祷告,
let us pray.
主，我们谢谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
让我们今天在父亲节来纪念我们在天上的父亲,
that we can honor our Father in heaven on Father's Day,
也纪念我们的父亲,
and to honor our own fathers.
我为着在座许多弟兄姐妹所有的
Lord, I thank you for all our brothers and sisters, our fathers and our myths.
他们想到父亲有很多甜蜜的回忆。
When they think about their fathers, Lord, there are many sweet memories.
也为着一些弟兄姐妹祷告。
And I pray, Lord, for many of our brothers and sisters.
有一些人可能甚至不认识自己的父亲。
And Lord, some of us may not even know who our real father is.
有些人想到父亲，心中许多的伤痛。
And when some of us may even bring forth pain and agony when we think of our fathers.
甚至许多的念恨苦毒。
Or even hate and revenge.
主，求你让我们在你面前得释放。
Lord, may we come before you, Lord, to receive forgiveness and release.
让我们能够破除恶性循环。
Lord, let us break out of this vicious cycle.
让我们为着这样的一个世代。
Lord, let us pray for this generation.
我们能够为下一代带起一群敬畏你、为你所用的人。
Lord, that we may bring forth a godly offspring, a next godly generation.
我们这样祷告，靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.